This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Questions now over a T-Mobile data issue affecting some 37 million and why it took the wireless carrier months to discover the problem.
Was it an actual breach?
This came from an application programming interface that was abused. It wasn't necessarily a breach, which is what T-Mobile is saying now.
Jessica Robinson with Women in Cybersecurity says regardless, T-Mobile has a lot of explaining to do.
If this was a programming interface that was abused, then what exactly happened here and why was this type of data even in this programming interface and not more secure?
The data include dates of birth, phone numbers, and addresses. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Those tech layoffs aren't slowing down any. Google is the latest company to announce cuts. CBS's Michael George.
Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is cutting 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its workforce. In an email, the company's CEO wrote, "Over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth. To match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today."
Billionaire Elon Musk in court over tweets some say crashed the stock price of Tesla, hurting investors. Mark Fagel is a retired securities litigator.
The court has already ruled as a matter of law that the tweets were misleading. So he can't come in and say, in fact, I did have the money available to take the company private. So if he doesn't have the ability to say these tweets weren't fraudulent, it really leaves intent. I didn't intend to mislead the market. And he can also argue that really this didn't impact buyers. You know, investors were investing for myriad other reasons, and it wasn't my tweet that caused them to lose money.
More wicked weather hitting the nation involving snow this time. Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel.
Now, the next system is bigger. It's going to be basically bringing a lot more snow to the south. Look at Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The European and the American models want to give some pretty heavy snow there, as well as portions of New England.
No agreement in Germany among whether to send Ukraine the tanks it says it desperately needs. Frank Gardner is at the BBC.
Russia is training up a whole new cadre of well over 100,000 troops. Now, they're not going to be particularly well-trained or well-equipped or well-motivated, but there is a strength in numbers. And Ukraine worries that without main battle tanks, the modern Leopard 2, it simply won't be able to repel wave after wave of Russian infantry advances backed by all their heavy artillery.
Germany has become one of Ukraine's leading weapons suppliers in the 11 months of the Russian war. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
And you know some people are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. Ah, but maybe I'm for real.
And maybe I was up to no good, right? Because some people are made of plastic. Wow, perfect. I went to the Capitol today. Anyway. Wait, this week, sorry.
Excuse me. I was like,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Live. Busy morning.
From Solidarity Realty Studios.
I know you were Civic Media.
It's outside the pizza box.
I know you were totally dialed into that last hour of programming. I know that.
Yeah, I was.
You always comment to me on my show, so I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't hear all of it, but when I'm trying to figure out my song list, then I can't listen to music. I got to turn you on, something I can focus.
You know what? My kids do that when they want to go to sleep.
What, listen to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. My cats do that a lot, and then they don't.
Not my show, just the general sound of my voice, me talking, puts my kids right to sleep. It's fantastic.
Yes, you heard me right. The State Assembly of Wisconsin is now in session.
Hey, what did you find out on your adventure at the Capitol?
Can we just play all the songs instead? That'll explain it. Hey, first of all, I'm walking up the square, right? Across the street from the Capitol still, and here's these two guys, you know, like picking their teeth and their suits and putting that one shoe out there to let everybody see how expensive that one shoe is. And I got another one over on this other side here that matches it. That kind of thing. Anyway, I walk by and I'm like, can always tell when they're in session, can't you? And they look at me and I'm going, you guys are here. And the guy goes, well, you can't wear a suit to, you know, go to the cabin. And I'm like, to go do the people's work? I don't know if you need that. I start walking, and he goes, hey, you know we're not legislators. And I go, I know that. And then I go, lobbyists. And they go, oh. And I go, oh, yeah, I know who you guys. Obviously, you guys must be new around here. Because this is like my, what do they do, two-year terms? I guess they do. So this would be like my, damn, this is like my five-and-a-half term, whatever.
That was like a three-month term for those guys, wasn't it?
No, this year they stretched it out.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. Yes, this was the first week in January they did, and they did 4 days because, you know, that one day that they didn't want. Well, the one day that they didn't work was, you know, Martin Luther King Day, which I just want to make a point of Gestapo. Tom Tiffany, Taint the Water in Wisconsin guy, was the only guy in D.C. that voted against it. So, you know, they still got their, you know, white power guy.
Yeah, that's great. Nice to know things can't change for some people, yeah. Great.
No, they don't. So so they did their Monday or Tuesday through, wait, was it, did they must have done something yesterday? I don't know, but. And then next week, they got, I think, Monday through Thursday, and then there's like 8 days in February, and then there's like three in March, and then, four in April. They didn't even do that the last couple of years. And then, two in May. May Day. Okay. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But that's their schedule. That's a legislative schedule.
Jam-packed.
Right. I mean,
progress.
Talk about stress, man, you know? That's why I need these nice clothes and stuff to hold me up, hold my ass up. Because, you know, you've heard of the thin blue line, right? And which I tell the cops in a dark SUV. Yeah, oh, got you on that one, didn't I, boys? But, you know, in the Justice Department, and it seems like, you know, everywhere you go, when you talk about the Justice Department, it's about a thin, weak spine club protecting all those other guys. Again, getting ahead of myself. So here comes Popcorn Voss, man. He's ready to open it up. Oh, doggone it, I should have put that song in the late. Hey, you want to look up Hot Buttered Popcorn and start playing that while I'm talking about Rob Voss here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because this guy, I got to tell you, he's got a popcorn business. Now, this is like a 60s song, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken? You know, a little dun, 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 dun. We used to, you know, when I was in junior high, they played that at all the sock hops, man. They were do, 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 do. So, this might be it. Robin Voss.
I'm watching the video.
This is you opening up the session.
Some appropriate dance moves here.
Yes. So, anyway, Popcorn Voss is up there talking about how he's got that. We got a new class, and I'm like, ooh, wifey number five. I'm thinking to myself, sorry about that, but who knows what's going on. And he's, you know, happy and proud to talk about how we're going to open this session and do the people's work. And his head is shaped like an ear of corn, man. So he gets into his opening statements, and he talks about how that you can't have cell phones on the floor. It's a rule. No, we're not going to come hunting and stuff like that. But if you get a call, you know, you can't answer it while you're on the floor. I'm like, I thought they couldn't have one on the floor. And he says, you got to turn volume down and do the text. And if you take call, you got to go off the floor. And I'm like, what the hell? And then immediately, you know, the young dudes, wannabes, whatever, like young security guys, they're telling, hey, you can't have your phone on, you can't have your phone on, you can't. Everybody's kind of looking, well, that's weird, you know? Yeah, well, that's what it is, you know? See, you have rules, and then you don't adhere to them on the assembly floor, for Christ's sake. Oh, the next part, though, this is the part that really gets me going, and I can't last long, you know, after this, and I got to do everything. I'm hanging onto my chair, you know. I just feel like yelling. They bring out the minister. You open up, and I mean, I've seen this before. Like, every time you guys do this, you talk about everybody bows their heads, and they do the prayer, and the humpback minister that's the head of the other humpback minister club comes up. I've been a minister for 40 years. Yeah, you know, you're living on the taxpayer dollar, huh? For free, right? They don't have to pay taxes, and the congregation, you know, collection, collection, collection. State, church, separate. Starts talking about Jesus. Mentions that they go into these rooms, you know. We go into your guys' offices, and we pray. And I'm like, yeah, pray upon the poor, man. I'm just, like, so tired of listening to these false prophets and fake ministers up there. Oh, yeah. If I could, I'd be up at that top row on the balcony going, aah! Get everybody to do that. Yeah, oh, my God, the zombie attack in Wisconsin. Well, why not? That's where the attack on democracy started that I remember. Eh? Yeah. Yeah, they talk about doing the work. And I'm like, man, we got, you know, if you guys, yeah. You know, that's why state and church separate. I wouldn't have a problem if you were doing like the ministers that come there to say, hey, man, we're here to try and help the poor and the voiceless, right? Not, you know, I'm head of the humpback congregation. F you guys. I mean, but there's this guy outside of the assembly, okay? There's an old guy, gray hair. Not as long as mine, not nearly.
I was going to say, you got to be careful naming gray hairs.
No, hey, you know, you're right? Hair. He's probably like 80.
Okay, all right.
And he's got a mask on, and he's got his sign, and he's yelling. Right? You remind me of that guy on the commercial, the coups are all around us, right? Oh, no. Everything he said was true. But then I also noticed, look at these clowns. They're laughing at him.
Hmm.
yeah, you know, I got a job here. I don't care. This guy, that kind of thing. So I started doing that as I see people, you know, laughing. I'm looking at them going, oh, that guy's weird looking, man. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm weird looking. About to go off on your ass because you think this is funny. And, you know, the guy, you know, it's sad because, as I mentioned, everything he said is true. But the way that he was presenting it, it's just not going to work on any of these guys. You know, it's great for, like, the end of the world movies, so. Yeah, that old guy was right. Remember that guy, the old guy with the sign and the mask? Everybody that was there that day, I guess they got sick and died. Except for that one weird guy with the long hair that, you know, the clues are all around us guy. Mm. But that's what we need right now. Is I don't know what it's going to take, some kind of major catastrophe. But, you know, I'm watching these Republicans in Wisconsin. I know that it's just. And so the minister, he says, well, I know you guys don't come here for that extraordinary paycheck. And everybody's like, ah, well, not everybody. But everybody that's there for the paycheck is laughing that way because, well, I just told you what how many days they work, right? That's $50,000 a year benefits. Don't forget per diem. Yo. Yeah? When the legislators get to claim food and gas allowance, Mr. Popcorn Head. Plus, he uses women's prison labor for that. He's against using inmates for work till he found out, well, you don't have to hardly pay them nothing. And, you know, I've been married to this gal for quite a while now, at least 5 years, something like that. I'm surprised she hasn't dumped him yet. You know, he's got those three offices, too. I noticed on the door, too. Two different legislators on the same door. And I'm like, oh, you guys must be Democrats, huh? He's like, yeah, who are you? Oh, oh young man, you're such a nice guy. I'm not gonna try and freak you out too much on the first day. By the end of the day, he's laughing. I said, oh, yeah, you know, Robin Voss, he's got, you know, two offices. And he's like, no, three. And I go, oh, that's the tryout room. Wifey number five. Oh, I know I have no ethics or morals. How can you say that just because it's true? That's where wife number four happened. Oh, Robin Voss. They lit my wick. Slow burning this time, right? Only on one end. Not like that fella that was losing his mind, yelling, using all his energy. Hey, man, just go grab a bunch of boxes and make a bunch of signs, put their names on it, stand in the middle of the rotunda and go, the clues are all around us. Like, I'm going to start doing. Oh, yeah, it's over now, man.
You'd be good at that.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been doing that for a long, 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 long. I can hold my breath for a long, long time. Everything I say and use. Oh, the show must go on? That's exactly what I thought when they... That's what I said. Oh, hey, man, I thought the circus was out of Wisconsin now, and a couple of the people there... They got it, because there are no more circuses, except for the Republican Assembly in Wisconsin.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Looking for a new pair of glasses? Ula Eyewear has you covered. As one of Madison's only local, independent, and family-owned eyewear stores, Ula has been connecting people with fun, unique, and stylish frames for nearly 25 years. With glasses, readers, and sunglasses for customers of all ages, you'll find a variety of frames to fit your style and price points to fit your lifestyle. So don't wait. Head to Ula Eyewear now at Hilldale Shopping Center and find your pair of glasses. Ula Eyewear, uniquely you.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance of snow, lows around 25. High temperatures reach up to 31. Tomorrow, cloudy. Temps a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
Miss your favorite show? Find our entire podcast library at devilradio927.com.
Justice Department is spineless, so they're all still walking the street, yeah. No more than in Wisconsin. Hey, go ahead and read that public address announcement about this wonderful organization, Civic Media, doing a $1 million giveaway advertising. One day next week, I almost did it, January 26th, Thursday at 9 a.m. Be sure to go to, civicmedia.us/million. And check us out, man. We're the largest network in the state now. I don't know why you wouldn't want to grow with us, especially if you, you're expanding or thinking about it. Here's your chance.
Dang, I don't know that I need to do it now. You just did it all.
I don't know why I did do that.
You're great. I showed you the paper one time, and look at that. Boom.
I will tell you that if it was legal in Wisconsin, it would be it would be really wise to be, you know, kind of medicated, relaxed when you go in to watch the assembly. No, I'm not saying that I wasn't. But legally, no, I wasn't.
Oh, wait, you forgot one part.
Huh?
You forgot the part to say, be sure to let everyone know.
Let them know that Pizza Box Mike or, let you know. That way you'll get in line in front, man, because.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, we'll do that later. There were still a couple moments in the opening that were awesome, right? Like when Voss is saying, you never, ever walk in front of or in between whoever's speaking, and Robin Voss, that the top popcorn, the top ear of popcorn, right? Never, never go past the tassel on the top of Robin Voss's head. And by the way, 844-967-2789. And I wish more people would have joined me in there in the gallery. I did see one guy was kind of laughing at my antics a little bit, and of course, cops are always pretty stoic. Shut up, man. Shut up. I don't know you. And I'm going to cuff you again, like we did 10 years ago. Probably not. Never walk in front of him, and he's laying out all these ethics and morals surrounding a group of people that have no ethics and morals. I'm
wow,
like,
that's
really?
Some, yeah, I was going
to
say.
This isn't like Congress, man, where you're starting to throw shoes at each other and go at it. You got baboons. Which they really are.
Whew, man.
But anyway, then another moment, great. I hope they're recording everything you're saying there, Mr. Minister. I know you're a great leader and everything. But all of a sudden, he had that Jabba moment where he's talking and whoops, coughed up a toad, huh?
Wait a minute. Did they zoom McConnell in or something? What happened there?
No, that's just, when they got that double jowl, double chin thing. And, the Humpback Club, I'm telling you, those are like, Jabba. it's like watching a sci-fi. Really good one, though. is that for Jeff's Guitar Clinic? Yeah. jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton. Yeah, you can take care of all your guitar's needs. I know my cats like it. They listen to the replay of Outside the Pizza Box on Sundays, and they're like, we love that part with the guitar, man. Whee! Yeah, and by the way, you know what? I'm going to say that very soon now, folks, you're going to have to look for this show. It's going to be making a move. We're not going to be on Saturdays. It's going to be on a weeknight sometime, making a jump, a transition. I know it's tough, especially for me, you know, change my sleeping hours and everything.
Change is hard.
Well, it is, unless you didn't have any choice. Right? Then it's easy. It's like somebody else already made the decisions, and I'm okay with that, because you know what?
Yeah, there's some of that going on for sure.
That this show's, you know, got enough of an audience. Now we just got to figure out a time for them to follow it at a different time slot. Oh, you lonely people that never have anywhere to go. It'll be like an evening time, you know.
You just got to tell them to take a nap in the middle of the day, then they can stay up for your show.
I do take a nap in the middle of the day.
Well, you too. Yeah, you should. That's good.
Nothing better.
Midday nap. You know, and then tune in for whenever that new slot is for Outside the Pizza Box.
I will miss being on every single station that we have in this great state. At least that's what it is right now, I think, on Saturdays.
They'll still get you on some. They'll still get you on more than, you know, a handful of them, I think. There's still room for you.
Not worried at all, man.
No, I'm not either.
Because, I don't know, I've mentioned that podcasting thing out, you know, outside and at Jeff's Guitar Clinic, which we could do that sometime. And that would be fun, too. Because then, you know, people all over the world are going to know then, right? They're going to go, these guys are awesome, man. that's how you get famous, I guess. In this world, I guess getting famous is the most important thing, right? And nobody better at getting famous right now than... that clown Santos, huh? Or whatever the stage name was there. So we'll save that for later. They did talk about the cash. You know, here's the funny thing. They're worried about, you know, no cash bail, whatever, just holding these guys. What about Bob Spindell, man? You know, the fake elector guy, the elections commissioner guy that bragged about voter suppression against people in Milwaukee and brown people in particular, right? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, but this is good. See, because this is Robin Voss's kind of music. I got a rich woman. She got the money, and I got the popcorn, baby.
Popcorn Plant by Robert Plant. Or, wait, what?
It's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Rich Woman. I mean, kind of a neat combo, huh? And a nice groove. All right, is this a heartbreak? We'll be back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There are concerns for 37 million T-Mobile customers after the wireless company admits it was hacked. Insider Tech reporter William Anatelli.
They need to step it up and be on the consumer side. Consumers, I think, really need to start asking themselves whether or not T-Mobile can handle their data safely now or in the future.
It's tough out there for tech workers as Google joins the firms announcing cuts. CBS's Michael George.
Many tech companies went on a pandemic hiring spree because of increased demand for their products as millions of people worked remotely. By late last year, Google's parent company, Alphabet, said it had nearly 187,000 employees on the books.
Tesla investor suing Elon Musk over tweets, law professor Jill Fish.
Materiality is basically how important were Musk's tweets to a reasonable investor. That's a fact question. And in his earlier ruling, Judge Chen explicitly said he wasn't deciding that issue.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
This is another Rabid Boss song.
Strap, pop, put it out.
Yeah, it's just a form of appreciation. Ethics and morals. Oh, by the way, before we get married, you gotta sign this agreement not to talk about me. Nothing. Don't tell him nothing. What a man.
I wouldn't be good at one of those. I'm just too, I can't tell lies, and I'm too transparent, so I can't keep secrets very well either. I wouldn't be very good at one of those things. I never signed any sort of agreement like that.
Yeah. Nice job, Robin. I'm happy. I'm happy. Before I talk more about what I saw, which wasn't much, because I told you I don't have a stomach for much, and you cross the racism line, which takes about, you know.
Right.
I almost got on the preacher for it. But anyway, Joanne and Madison, nice to hear from you again.
Hey, just a quick comment. You've got such a great history, and we've got so many new listeners that might not know how great you are, how you ran into and and totally wowed the President Obama when we had a wonderful president way back, and seems like ancient history now. But they don't know that, and they don't know what pizza box means, what all that means. Now, the reason why I brought that up is that you were talking about being about the problems of being famous. You were talking about George Santos, and they might think, hey, what's this clown doing up there with his own show? Maybe he's like George Santos. You're the real deal.
Oh, yeah, I am a real clown. There's no question about it, Joanne. Thank you. Seriously. When I go in there, I'm going to tell you right now, it's my show. And, you know, anybody starts dogging me, oh, wait a minute, you work here, don't you? That means you work for me. Just don't forget that right off the bat.
But what people need to know more about you as a character, and again, with you know, like Green Bay, who from Green Bay knows what pizza box means? I mean, I saw you with the pizza boxes in 2011. Standing there every single day with a different message.
New ones. They were easy. These guys were like a bumper sticker every 5 minutes, man.
It was absolutely amazing. And where did the pizza boxes come? They came from the Ian's Pizza.
Hey, we don't mention their name. They don't advertise here.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But yeah, sort of. But yeah, I will tell you this, that, I made signs out of the pizza boxes that were coming there from a guy who graduated from UW from Cairo, not New York, Egypt, that took his debit card and said, just run it out for these people, keep delivering food. It was like 700 pizzas a day to start out till they started thinning our herd and locking doors and putting nails through the windows and stuff. But I do have a pizza place in Stoughton. I can give them a plug, right?
That's great. Yeah
famous Yeti's Pizza there, you know, in Stoughton, yeah, there, hey. And the pizza's damn good. I know, because I like my sausage and pineapple on a thin crust, kind of well done.
But what about your interactions with Obama? You need to tell a story at least once for the Green Bay people. So I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen, because I don't all I'm saying is that you're the real deal. I've admired you for a long time, and so is the rest of our city here. We need the world to start admiring you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you again. And again, there's a lot of people that don't think the same way as you, Joanne.
See, but I didn't know about this stuff either, and I've been hanging out
Obama?
With you for... Yeah, you never told me that.
Well, you know, hey,
we'll
go back to how it originally started, which I was in the Capitol preaching.
All right.
You know, because that's what some of the homeless guys call me, the preacher.
Okay.
Because I was always talking about, you know, helping people that don't have anything, and they deserve better, man. We're human beings here. This is bogus, you know, living in the land of Jesus here, right? I'm doing that kind of thing, talking about, you know, working for people with disabilities, because that's what I did. And all of a sudden this guy says, Hey, how would you like to, you know, join in the effort, the fight for 15, you know, $15 minimum wage, you know, and the healthcare workers? I'm like, yeah, man, no problem. No, that was Mike Erdman. And I'll tell you what, I worked with a lot of these people in the organization, and I became a fight for 15 leader because I am unafraid, no matter where we go. And there was nothing more fun than having a group of people, especially from the Milwaukee area that you guys love to attack so much. That's like, you know, my first family. Okay, because we laugh and have a good time about issues that aren't funny, but we know that we're all in it together. And they knew that I'm not faking this. You don't have to pay me to do this stuff, man. I like doing this. So, you know, we're traveling around the Midwest, you know, fighting for clean water in Flint, everywhere. This group and organization was the best thing that I'd ever been affiliated with, right? And so they asked me if I'd, you know, would you like to meet Obama when he comes to, you know, lacrosse. And I'll tell you right now, like, really? You know, that was, of course, my reaction was, oh my God, Obama gets to meet me. He's going to have a great
day. Right. He gets to meet you.
They should have
Would you like the opportunity to meet this guy when you come to lacrosse?
Hey, well, wait, I've been arrested like a dozen times at the Capitol. And I'm like, oh, they got to go through the DC background check. And, you know what? That was kind of what put it over the top, I think, was the fact that I was willing to get arrested for civil rights.
Nice.
Just like everybody that's ever marched before, that was the real deal. And I'm going to tell you, there's been plenty that haven't been. But when I met Obama, you know, it was kind of cool because, you know, I'm wearing my Fight for 15. And I think I still had my famous, you know, the ones that got Crocodile Dundee hat, that guy. Whatever. More like Indiana Jones. Something in between that. So I'm in there, and And they wouldn't let anybody bring anything that was meeting Obama to sign, right? But they let us put items down on this, you know, table, you know, if he gets around to it. And yeah, whatever, you know. And they got all the security guys, and I'm waiting. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, I feel like I've already met you. So this is a special day for you. And even Obama looked at me kind of like, huh? And then he smiled, man. I said, hey, man, I'm here representing, you know, like 3 million healthcare workers, man, trying to fight for $15 an hour. He's like, yeah, you know, they got it in L.A. Yeah, but, you know, that was a higher cost of living there. So that's probably why they got it first. And, you know, nothing against Obama. I'm not going to, you know, that was a highlight for me. But I think it's even more of a highlight for him. How much time do we got? We got time to take Rico, don't we?
Yeah, we got some time here.
Rico. Bring it.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Pretty good.
Yeah, this was, you know, this clown show, yeah. Hey.
But it's called Outside the Pizza Box.
No, I'm talking about our state governor.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. And I want to get to one of our state entities real quick here,
yes.
Mike. One of our fine entities, one of these clown show things here, they gave us a free fishing day. Yeah, today's free fishing day, and if, wait, you can't go out, there is no ice, and hey, if you catch a fish, you can't eat it, because it'll give you cancer.
Well, hey, you don't need ice fish, you just fish from the shore. It was a few years ago I did this, too, when I was like, you know, 50s in December.
Yeah.
Well, you can eat the ones at McDonald's. They don't have any plastic or parasites in them, Rico. Oh, that's the good stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you told me. That's what I'm going to do. Instead of fishing today, I guess I'll just head on up to Mickey D's.
I stopped eating fish. One, yeah, thanks, man. But, I appreciate it. Yeah, the circus must go on. Oh, man. So, yeah, I stopped eating fish. But, you know, that's one of the signs. I'm coming with signs. Fresh ones and old ones, right, Robin? Looks like a woodpecker, acts like a pecker would. Yeah, that's Robin. And I got some other. I did see Branchin kind of glance back and look at me. Yeah, you remember your sign, don't you? Branchin versus Godzilla. It'll be out. Be out, man. But I got a cage around that one. Don't want anybody to get scared.
I just want to go back to the story you told. And as you were laying out that story, you were talking about people are important. Wow. What a concept, man.
Yeah, knock off the socialism stuff, okay? You know, where people want, you know, a fair vote and all that stuff, like you're seeing in all these socialist countries, you know, that are just don't like the dictator scene, man. Seriously. So these guys say, you know, they get into the thing, you know, we've heard about the cash bail thing, you know, crime, crime, crime. And this guy, we got 5 minutes? Cool. So this guy, should I take the next call or do you want to wait till after the break? But I think it's Jake in California, isn't it? Jake, is that you?
Yeah, hey,
Eureka!
That's right, Eureka, Humboldt County.
Loved it when I was there. I should have stayed, man. Should have stayed.
Oh, hey, Wisconsin's awesome, too.
Yeah, it used to be.
I got, oh, well, you know, it will be once again.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You got Gavin Newsom. They had Gavin Newsom, and we had Scott Walker for too long.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Thompson, when I was there, Tommy Thompson was governor, and when I encountered that guy in the Capitol building in Madison, he smelled of whiskey.
What?
Like he'd been drinking all night long and all morning long.
Well, hey, come on, man. He had a meeting with the Tavern League. Cut it out. Giving everybody a bad name in Wisconsin. Just because we're number one in alcoholism. Go ahead, Jake.
Breaking news.
Damn.
Hey, he did stop Tommy Thompson. He got promoted to a Department of Health and Human Services secretary, you know, later on under George W. Bush, right, as I recall.
Yes, and he wasn't quite evil enough, so they told him, get out of here, you wuss. You know, go back to your tractor out in Elroy, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he wasn't for, you know, he wasn't totally for getting rid of Social Security and Medicare, I guess, so he had to go as far as Republicans are concerned. But, you know, I got to talk about these Republicans, and they're just getting crazy. They're getting into physical fights with each other now. Did you hear about this slap match that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert got in the bathroom there in the Capitol?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Boebert and Katara or whatever George's name is when he dresses up and does the drag stuff. Santos. It just gets better all the time, doesn't it? No, that's not me. Well, we got forensics involved here, and that's you, man.
Yeah. Apparently, Green's pissed off because Boebert said to her, "Stop being ugly," is the quote. And I'm sorry.
Who said it to who now? Because they're both ugly, but once.
Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert told Marjorie Taylor Greene, "Stop being ugly," over the Kevin McCarthy, you know, votes. And, yeah, I guess Greene's pissed off. But, you know, I mean, asking Greene, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene to stop being ugly, that's asking a hell of a lot.
Well, that's why she's mad, Jake. She can't do anything about being ugly on the inside or outside. She's rotten. She's got that sloped face, man. I'm telling you, she's Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, one of the two.
Well, she has a CrossFit gym, and she works out a lot, so and she's got a lot of testosterone going on. It's made her quite manly looking, you know, and she's awfully buff. I'll give her that. She's got some pretty, you know, rock-hard arms, you know. But as far as a rock-hard head, though, that's a problem when you're in Congress.
Yeah, she should find something to, and then thanks, Jake, she should find something to work out them wrinkles that are starting to show up under her neck and chin, and everything's nasty.
It don't matter what I'm drinking.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter what you're drinking in Wisconsin as long as it's got a percentage of alcohol in it. Or PFAS, right? Whew. So, yeah, you watch these people that get, they're actually there to talk about what Wisconsinites really want, you know, legislators to be working on. Like, you know, this PFAS stuff, yeah, you know, it's in our fish, it's in our water, it's in the soil, it's everywhere, right? Plastic everywhere. I was joking today, I'm like, no, you just got to get used to it, man, and adapt to it, you know. Pretty soon these guys will have, like, knobs on their head, and it's, oh, no, that's not a tumor. It's just plastic, man. Freaking horns, man, like George Bush. Remember when George Bush got elected, and he had a bandage on the side of his head, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's him. It's actually Satan. You thought he was bad? Look at what we've seen since. But, I really thought that, you know, Satan was supposed to be more, like, charming and, you know, and smooth and everything. Oh, that's Obama then, right? Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Satan isn't right here in Wisconsin somewhere. And probably because, you know, I have this show, for sure. Hey, Satan, if you're listening, you know, it's not really Devil Network anymore. It's Civic Media. Because that's what we are here. We're really civil. Get ready for the rapture, folks. I live in Wisconsin, and it's coming hard and heavy. Just like Blondie. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The song just embodies the Packers for those first 7 weeks.
It's bad. Is that what you're trying to get at? A terrible song, a terrible theme? Who was that?
That's from the Emoji Movie, man. That's how I heard it.
You watched that garbage?
Yeah, I watched it. Where Sir Patrick Stewart played the poop. It's actually a highly underrated movie.
Be sure to tune in for Packer Outright Opinions Friday nights at 7 p.m. right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance of snow, lows around 25. High temperatures reach up to 31. Tomorrow, cloudy. Temps a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Black Earth to Columbus. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Cell phone, man. These cats. If I don't leave the sink, you know, pulled with the plug up, full of water, and it's empty, they take the little drain thing out, you know, that plug.
Yeah.
After like three tries, they finally lost the damn thing. And they just sit up there on the sink going, hey, well, don't look at me. Besides, I'm not leaving that full after I saw what one of y'all did when you got startled and somebody jumped up and actually hit the handle up and the water was on. And I'm like, oh, imagine what that happened if I wasn't home. You guys got like 2-3 different water places. Just shut up. You know, and you give them fresh water, they'll go over to where, you know, where the drain comes out of the water softener and everything. And like, get out of there, man. It's nasty there. It's like, yeah. That's where, like, if it was living in your house, you'd come up through that drain. You know which one I mean?
Yeah.
I believe in that stuff, man. I think that's who Santos is. I think he's it. Santos is it. Keep your kids away. Oh, you think I'm kidding, don't you?
I do not.
I am not kidding, people. These are endo days kind of events happening, and if you're not paying attention. You could get it. You could get itted by it. And the people in this country don't even realize how stupid we look all over the world. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Wisconsin's leading the way in so many categories. So these guys start talking about the crime stuff, and this guy gets up. And I didn't know this guy was, like, in his third term. You know, like a nobody, right? Not anymore, man. Once they graduate up to D.C. and stuff, then they work in, you know, family members and, you know, bootlickers and behind sniffers. And
starts to really...
I can't go any further than that on this radio station about what these guys do to get a job in D.C.,
yeah,
right?
Starts to really entrench themselves, right?
Yeah, nobody wants that $50,000 a year job to work 27 days. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is hard. Oh, did I mention Jesus Christ? Yes, I'm all about that. And we pray. Then we come in here and just rob people. The poorest. Did you see that a dozen eggs cost more than the federal minimum wage, folks? Wow. Buck, buck? Yes. I guess if you're the chicken. There's memes out there with chickens wearing really fine clothes and purses and stuff. Yes, it's the damn chicken's fault. They jacked the prices up on us. You could I bet I could say that. Yeah, well, that's kind of like, you know. So anyway, back to this clown. Getting ahead of myself again. This clown here. He's doing the, you know, Milwaukee and all these murders and stuff. And this guy got out. This Newman guy got out. And then he went on to do this. And I'm like, yeah, white guy with money. Yeah, I can see why you want to keep all these poor people behind bars with no cash bail and stuff for having a bag of marijuana or a butter knife in the car because he had a, you know, charge against him for having a bag of weed a couple years ago. Oh, you don't think that's what happens, huh? Oh, there's another one. Yep, cops just killed another man, black man, unarmed. Boom, 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 five of them it took. Another guy, is that the one? I'm not sure if that's the one that they tased about a million times, whose a family member was the founder of Black Lives Matter in that district. Yeah. So, you know, you wonder why I call it fascism and call these guys Nazis and stuff, and then you're watching this clown show either in the state of Wisconsin Assembly or the Congress. So this guy, his name's Tip McGuire. I don't know, he's talking tough, you know. But here's the thing. He's reading everything. He's got like 4 pages he's reading. I'm like thinking, who wrote that for you? You know, it's not the DNR. Preen's gone. Oh, wait, one of those Guns and Roses kind of guy, huh? Maybe the guns people, whatever. It's just instant racism. And I'm up there going, So I've got a sign for him. Rep Tip McGuire, the top of the poop emoji. And then I'll draw that little whip at the top and I'll have an arrow and it'll be like, Tip McGuire. Yeah, that's for you, poopy.
Nice.
I know. It's fun stuff, you know. And the kids are going to love it. The kids will love it. That was the best thing about being there that day was there was some music being played, you know. It was like brass symphony. And I think it was a high school. And they must have had like the fourth graders coming in from their district or whatever at the time that they were playing. Because they left like this podium in the middle with the, you know, with the orchestra on there and everything. And so the kids all come in and they're playing it. And then, you know, the music's awesome, right? And the kids are dancing and jumping up and down. And, you know, I'm taking a video and then I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's not a good idea. This old guy taking videos, these little kids. See what I mean? You know, I'm at the Capitol where a lot of those guys actually work. You know, those perv guys. The gross, obscene perverts. That's the GOP in my world. Gross, obscene perverts. GOP, it works. Wow, he can spell. Hey, I might make a sign out of that one. Well, I might have to make it a little better than that, if you know what I mean. So, you know, if I go home and think about it and talk to the cats, and the cats think it's funny, it's on, baby. Because, you know, there's one thing not funny in our house. Is when the one cat that doesn't like to cover up her Tip McGuire when she gets done, right? And the other cat, I swear to God, she looks over and goes, Jesus, shakes her head and goes over and covers it up for her. What a sweetheart that cat is. That's the one that follows me around everywhere, Dora. She's a little sweetie. But we only got one more week together on this wonderful noon-hour show that, you know, hey, I'm sure whatever's, you know, come, hey, look, the thing that's happening around here, that's not for me. I don't do that. I just like having an hour where I can unload, right? I mean, morning, noon, night, whatever. But, you know, this show isn't all about making money for the station. So we got to start coming up with some ideas for these guys, right? And I'm sure they're going to unveil something real soon that's going to work out really well. Oh, yes, the Assembly, the Congress. It's all about money. Money, 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 money. What people will do for money. Till next week. Out of Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Civic Media, and outside the pizza box, Jason Hafeman, my producer, engineer.
Always a pleasure to hang with you,
sucks, man. We're going to have to do something outside of here. Because, yeah. Anyway, pizza box, Mike, signing off. One more week. And then, wow, we're going places in Wisconsin. 12 stations, maybe more. Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. Listen to me, y'all. Do things, bad things with it. Well, you wanna do things, good things with it. Yeah.
What does progress look like to you?
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates. Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally, I leave the being wrong to Dom.
right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.